A single tear slid down the cheek of the vampire standing before Arjun, as if he could hear Arjun's thoughts. A tear of bright red blood. When they first met, this vampire had disturbed Arjun the most. An assassin hailing from the far east, Shin Jayuk kept a collection of razor-sharp weapons, honed from iron, silver, and steel, in a black box beside the coffin he used for sleep. Cross-hatched scars marred his pale skin, and his black hair was styled long to hide his features from view. A look meant to engender fear, one Arjun found highly effective.
"Is there nothing more we might do for her?"
Jay asked. The Fae with the ghost-white complexion and the long queue of auburn hair straightened. He turned away from Odette.
"I never said we have exhausted all possible solutions. I said I have done all my skills will allow. Even a blood drinker as unimaginative as you should know the difference, Shin Jayuk."
His disdain was clipped.
"Then what else must be done?"
Jay demanded as he rolled up the sleeves of his linen shirt, preparing for battle.
"Why has Odette still not awakened?"
The Fae's eyes thinned, making him look even less human. Even more like the dangerous creature he was. More like the warrior who'd served for years as Nicodemus Sanjaman's personal guard. He said nothing, the silence around them thickening. Arjun sighed as he leaned his shoulder against the gilded fluting of the marble column separating the bedchamber from Odette's dressing room, the ornate furniture designed in the style of the 17th century court in Versailles. He understood why Jay was always gunning for a fight. It was the place the vampire felt most at ease, most in his element, just like Arjun, lurking in the shadows. Madeline would put a stop to Jay's penchant for violence. Or Bastion, if he were still here. Bitterness clouded Arjun's thoughts. Sebastian Saint-Germain, the vampire who had inherited the court of the Lion's Crown after the recent demise of his uncle Nicodemus, abandoned them 2 days ago, chasing after Celine Rousseau's jewel-colored skirts. He'd left behind an unforgivably cryptic note. "I will return. B."
"The Mother Code?"
As Arjun had predicted, Madeline blurred to Jay's side before wrapping her dark hand around his scarred palm.
"Jay, please," she beseeched. "We appreciate all you've done, Ifan." She dipped her head toward the Fae.
"Appreciation is meaningless to me," Ifan said. "Honor your promise of payment in full for services rendered. That is all I require." "If gold is all you desire, you shall have it,"
drawled Boone from the foot of the golden four-poster bed.
"Mercenary till the end, just like a goddamned fae."
Even when he cursed, Boone sounded refined. Perhaps all wealthy, young, white men from Charleston were the same.
"Indeed,"
Ifan countered, an eyebrow crooking upward.
"Why should the life of any blood drinker be worth more to me than my fee? My allegiance to your kind died with Nicodemus, and I have no use for gratitude."
He placed a cork stopper in a dark blue vial as he spoke.
"I have prevented Odette Valmont from succumbing to the final death, which was no mean feat, given the gaping wound to her throat. I have fulfilled my end of the bargain. My fee is due."
With that, he began wiping his blood-stained copper tools with a length of bleached linen.